Hello. Is this thing on? Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to something. I don't know. I don't really know what's going on right now. This is Sydney. Martin isn't here because he has to work, because thankfully he still has a job. He works for a quote-unquote essential business. So anyway, he's working right now. We haven't done an episode, obviously, in forever. And I have no reason for that other than just, you know, the NBA died and we were like, well, we had a good run. But, you know, now it's like, is this the new normal? And it's very weird. It's strange. It's like we have to find new things to do. I see people outside spending time with their families and playing catch and flying kites. Like, yeah, there's a field outside where we live. And there's people out there flying kites. And I'm like, what is this, Mary Poppins? Like, how bored are we? We were like, well, we could throw a sheet of plastic in the air and see if it floats. Like, that's what we're doing now. Anyways, it's in some ways, it's kind of nice spending time with the family. But obviously, the situation is really bad for everybody. And, you know, the least of those concerns being that the NBA no longer exists. But I found some good things about the NBA not existing right now. In fact, I thought of some good reasons why the NBA should never come back. Now, obviously, I don't mean that this pandemic should continue. And, like, obviously, I don't mean that. But the NBA never coming back might not be such a terrible thing. In fact, I'm going to share with you 10 reasons why the NBA shouldn't come back. And, I mean, like, I don't know. You might be thinking that I'm crazy, but once you hear my reasons, I think you're going to be like, "You know what? I got you. Like, I could do that." So, let me get into it. Reason number 1 why the NBA should never come back. If it doesn't come back, Luka is the very last rookie of the year ever, which you got to be honest is pretty freaking awesome. And I mean, you know, we'll just say that he was the greatest rookie of the year ever. I don't really, you know, there's no need to argue that, which kind of takes me to my second point, the second reason why the NBA should never come back. Because if it doesn't, we can all kind of just safely assume that Luka would have become the greatest player of all time. And there's really no argument there because nothing happened that would disprove that theory. You know, like, we can just say, okay, he was the greatest rookie of the year ever. He broke all these records. Logic would tell you, I mean, am I right? And I'm coming at this from a completely unbiased point of view. Logic would tell you that he would have become the greatest player of all time. And I don't need to see it. I don't need history to play out in order to know that that would have happened. And so now with the NBA being gone forever, it's like, okay, you know what? Luka was the GOAT and there's no need to argue it. In fact, the argument for saying that he wasn't the GOAT doesn't exist because what are you going to say? You don't have the stats or the numbers. You really can't deny this theory. It's not even really a theory at this point. I mean, I think I've made my case for why this is just a fact that Luka was the greatest player of all time. And then that's it. And no one's going to come along to dethrone him. So we have, you know, final rookie of the year and greatest player of all time, all in the same season. How many players can say that? None, exactly. Moving on. Third reason why the NBA should never come back. Dirk remains 6th on the all-time scoring list. No one ever surpasses him. Okay? And I mean, like, let's be real here. That's great, too. Because right now being 6th, I mean, that's awesome. 5th would have been better because, you know, it's a nice round number. I feel like Dirk kind of, he sort of choked that one away. You know, I feel like 5th would have been like, oh, top 5. I can relate to that. It's a number that I'm used to. You know, like, these are my top 5 favorite shoes or like my top 5 favorite Queens of England. You know, like, we all have those lists, right? Okay, I'm not the only one. So top 5, I think, would have been better. But 6th, it's like, okay, I can do that. You got to 6th. All right, whatever. But like, if the NBA went on, eventually somebody would have surpassed him. Probably would have been Luka. I mean, we've already established Luka actually, you could just say he's the leading scorer of all time, because again, if you average like the numbers that he averaged in his first 2 years and then you multiply that by like 20 years, because that's how long he would have played, like, yeah, obviously. So Luka is really, you know, the number one leading scorer of all time, but at least no one can surpass Dirk. So he stays in the sixth spot, and I think that's great. I mean, you don't want him to fall back down to seventh or eighth or ninth or 10th or 11th. I mean, you get the point here. Like, this is a good thing. So don't complain about it. Okay. Fourth reason why the NBA should never come back. No more city jerseys. Okay. Now, I know I'm not the only one. In fact, I know I'm not the only one that has not been the biggest fan of the city jerseys. I mean, the Maverick city jerseys. In fact, it's like, I've never actually liked a city jersey until the next year's city jersey came out. Like the Mavs' very first city jersey, I think it was black with the lime green because it represents Deep Ellum, because that's what Dallas is known for, exactly the little lights on the building, right? That's what everyone thinks of when they think Dallas, right? The neon lights on the right. Okay, exactly. So that one, didn't like that one until next year, the year after that came out with the like the skyline sort of thing. And like that was okay. I'm like, all right, I got you. I mean, we have a skyline, right? That's unique to Dallas. No other city has a skyline. So, right, let's put that on the jersey. But then I didn't like the colors. You know, they were just really, it was a lot of dark. It was very muted. Didn't like it at all. And, you know, that kind of mutedness compared to the neon of the year before, I was like, you know what? The year before actually wasn't too bad. And then this year's came out with the, I don't know what, the graffiti thing, because again, that's exactly what Dallas is known for, graffiti, which is great. That's why wouldn't you want it to be known for illegal artwork? Exactly. So since Dallas is known for graffiti, that's what the jersey. And then, you know, when I saw that, I was like, you know what? Last year wasn't too bad. It was refined. It had some refinement to it. And so, you know, I really just didn't want to see another year of city jerseys, because who knows what would have been on it. And so that's a bonus. No more NBA, no more city jerseys. You're welcome. Fifth reason why the NBA should never come back, because that player that you don't like will never win a ring, okay? And like, you know, I feel like I've kind of matured as I've aged, which is, I guess, sort of a default thing that happens. And I've gotten to the point where I can be happy for people and for other basketball players, as if I am also a basketball player. But I can be happy for basketball players whenever they accomplish things or whatever. But I'm going to be honest, Kevin Durant, I never considered him a champion. I don't care how many rings he wins or whatever he says on Twitter, not a champion, bro. And see, now I don't have to worry about him winning another ring. Don't like James Harden? He'll never be a champion. Don't like LeBron or Steph? I mean, whoever it is, you don't have to worry about that person winning a championship. Boom, problem solved. Next. Oh, yes, this is a good one. I'm not really sure what number I'm on because I don't even know what day it is. But the next reason why the NBA shouldn't come back is we don't have to watch any more bad officiating, okay? And let's get serious here, because the officiating had gotten like terrible. It was so bad that they started releasing reports of all the bad calls they made, because it was so obvious that if they didn't do it, fans would revolt. Like before, you could kind of make an argument for like, well, I don't know, maybe it wasn't a bad call because of whatever. And like, it's just one bad call. You still got to play the game, you know. But now it's like the officiating was so bad. It's like, you're going to have to do something to make us feel like you actually noticed this problem. And it had just gotten worse and worse. I mean, as Mavs fans, we know all the problems that this has caused. I don't have to go into it. So with the NBA being gone, we don't have to worry about any more bad officiating. Next reason why the NBA should never come back is because without it, we get to experience other things like outside and marriage. And I discovered this new thing, okay? It's called cooking, and it was totally new to me. Hadn't really heard it or tried it before at all, But, you know, with all this free time on my hands, and particularly in the evenings, because that's when the NBA games were, I decided to try it out. And it's kind of like, okay, so you know when you order food from a restaurant, all right? So apparently cooking is what they do. But also, get this, you can do that, but at home. I know. So what I did, I bought some ingredients from the store, went and picked it up and did the touch-free stuff, you know. And I combined the ingredients and applied various degrees of heat to them at, you know, for a certain length of time. And lo and behold, I had this ricotta pasta dish that was absolutely delicious and better than anything I've had at Olive Garden, aside from their black tie mousse cake, which is seriously off the chain. And if you had not, have not had Olive Garden's black tie mousse cake, then you have not lived. And you, it's literally the greatest thing I have ever eaten in my entire life. And I know what you're thinking, wow, it's Olive Garden. You need to get out more. And you know what? You're absolutely right. I do need to get out more. We all need to get out more. But my point is, what is my point? Oh, yes, cooking. You can do that at home. It's a new thing I discovered. And I think it's kind of new because I've seen a lot of blogs that have like instructions for how to do things. They call them recipes. They have like instructions. So that kind of makes me think that this is new for everyone. Like sort of we're all learning how to do the cooking thing. So there's a lot of help out there. Now, when you Google it, cooking is the verb. So if you just want to know the noun version of it is cook. So like how to cook, that would be the, but anyway, this is one of the new things that we can experience. And I personally have enjoyed it. And so I would encourage you to try new things like, you know, talking and going outside and playing catch. Yeah, like you can do, it's kind of like baseball, except just half of it. Actually, not even half. It's like a quarter of the part of baseball. It's pretty fun. It's interesting. I think we're on ninth. The ninth reason why the NBA should never come back is because it's the only way to keep the Spurs out of the playoffs. And I ain't even playing around with this one, okay? Seriously, it's like everyone got together and was like, how can we get the Spurs out of the playoffs? And the only thing they could come up with, the only way we could keep the Spurs out of the playoffs was to cancel the entire freaking season. Just cancel the league. That's the only way. And so if the NBA never comes back, Spurs never make the playoffs again, that's a failure. I can get on board with that, okay? Finally. And then my final reason, the 10th reason why the NBA should never come back is because I bought tickets to games that are quote-unquote postponed, okay? And I can't get my freaking money back until those games are canceled. So NBA, please cancel the season so I can get my freaking money back. Seriously, three games. I bought tickets for three games. I don't remember exactly how much I spent, but I know it was a lot, okay? And so please cancel the freaking season so I can get my money back. And that's a purely unselfish reason. Obviously, if I get that money back, I'm going to spend it and reinject it into the economy and help struggling businesses. So this isn't about me, okay? It's not about me. I don't want you to think that this whole list was just leading up to a selfish reason, because it wasn't. It's about the economy. I'm looking after the little man, okay? Anyways, so those are my top 10 reasons why the NBA should never come back. And I want to hear from you. I mean, like, after hearing my arguments, I can't imagine that there's a lot of disagreement here, but let me know what you think. Do you think the NBA should never come back? And if you don't think it should come back, what's your reasoning? What's the reason why the NBA should never come back? Let me know. I'm on the social thing with the bird. I don't really know. I haven't used it in forever because all I ever used it for was NBA news, and it was just turning into this like political hotbed of coronavirus stuff, which I just hate the fact that it's been politicized. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have fun out there and enjoy life. And I'll see you guys somewhere. It might be on social, might be on a website. I still have a website. I'm still paying for hosting. So DallasHoopsCast.com. There's no ads. So if you're tired of ads, boom, DallasHoopsCast.com. not a lot of new content, but I tell you what, this episode's going to be on there. All right. I'll see you guys later. Adios. Bye. Insert outro music here. You get the point. This isn't your first rodeo. Just, you know, let it fade out and then click on the next episode. It's not rocket surgery. All right. I'll see you guys later.